And there is a different way of seeing someone off from their life on this earth. And we're joined this morning by Nahuia Trawarthra. I needed a couple of times to get that right. How are you?
Hello, Keith. Thank you for having me today. Hello, listeners.
Absolute pleasure having you in the studio. You're partaking in traditional Maori ceremonies at the moment. Now, what is the significance of the... They're calling it burial at sea, but I understand that's not technically what it is it?
Yes, I am in mana ceremonies, which is the foundation is that of Māori, being of Māori descendant, for Te Aroa, Te Iwi, ko Ngāti Whakaore, Te Hapu, which means my tribe is Te Aroa, and my hapu, the big tribe, is Ngāti Whakaore. So a lot of the ceremonies as a civil celebrant here in Australia is the foundation of Māori, and also with Māori is the connection to the ocean. So we are returning people to the sea in regarding to ashes at sea.
So that idea of the sea burial as such, it's not so much about the burial process, it's about returning to whence you came.
It's returning to your ashes at sea. Us being here on the Eyre Peninsula and Port Lincoln, we have many generations that are fishermen or have connection to the ocean. So, you know, this is stemmed from also community response and suggestions that many would like to have them return back their ashes back to the ocean, and also for family to visit their people in their favourite, hey, say, fishing spots or little beach places they like to gather here.
Speaking this morning with Nahuia Trawarthra about the Māori tradition, I hope I got that one right, about the returning to the sea in the post-life or the secondary life, I suppose, is a way. And it's quite significant here because we have such a coastal community in Port Lincoln and the Lower EP, isn't it?
It is so important here. Well, you know, it's such a part of our livelihood here, our recreation here, and it's a place that connects us all as humanity through the ocean. So a lot of people find their sanctuary or their retreats or their wildness here on the Eyre Peninsula by the sea. So returning ashes back to sea is a ceremony I feel is very local. It's very community.
Have you found that there's a growing, not necessarily an acceptance, but certainly a more, I suppose, embracing of that sort of ocean culture on the EP?
Absolutely. This Eyre Peninsula are very proud of this wild coast, and you can see that in the tourism, you can hear that in the way that we carry ourselves and talk in the surf community. So to me, I feel like it's just a natural reach towards going back to, well, how am I going to say that? Returning your ashes to sea is really going home.
And how can people get in touch with you if they do want to partake in that sort of a ceremony, returning to the ocean?
Well, I welcome our community to visit our website, which is manaceremonies.com.au. You can, you know, have a look at the website in your own convenience and confidentiality as well. It's all printed there. You can see the packages. You can see what's available.
Now, Nahuia Trawarthra from Mana Ceremonies. I don't know what the goodbye is in Māori. I know it's kia ora is hello.
Kia ora is may you be well. And ka kite anō is let's see you soon.
I'll go with that one, even though I can't pronounce it. Thanks
Thank
for joining
you,
us.